What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-host Kratos.
What up, guys?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, episode 3. 3 weeks in. How are you feeling about that?
Great, man. It's been an amazing journey.
Oh,
can't wait for it to get better.
Amazing better. Doesn't describe it, man. Amazing does not describe it. It has been uber fun. I've been enjoying it. It's been tiring. We've got so much stuff in the works, and we've got so much more coming. And this week, oh my god, this week is gonna be pain. We've got a lot that we're trying to get done this week, and yeah. I think we can do it. I think we can get a lot knocked out this week.
I think we can too. I think we've got it in us.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know we're still working on our second Minecraft series, but we're looking to come up with a special presentation. Hopefully by Thursday, we can have it pushed out. I'd like to push it out this week. I don't want to push another week. I think we can do it this week, provided we can all sit down and do it. But it's gonna be a great thing coming, and I really think everybody's gonna enjoy this one. We did some trial runs last week, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I agree. It was great. Hopefully, everyone will enjoy.
I'm sure
they will enjoy.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they will, and I think that one is more gonna be towards the geeks that this project will be for the geeks that really get into the culture.
Yes.
Like, not so much of the shit-talking that we do on this show.
Yeah.
Because we do a lot of that.
It's going to be more of a serious show for geeks.
Yeah. We're going to call this the diehards, the pros.
The pros.
We'll call them the pros. So we've got a lot of things going on. I think this is going to be another great week, and yes. It's not going to stop. It's only going to continue to get better, at least in my eyes.
Push it out content, keep making it better.
Oh yeah. Well, at least for us, we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to make it better for us no matter what. Everybody else, we're like, fuck these guys. I don't like these guys.
You can say that all you like. We're still going to be putting shit in your face.
That's right. And if you don't like us, go ahead and tell people, because maybe they'll like us.
Yeah, tell them about us. You're like, I hate these guys. They're so stupid. Then they check us out and they like us.
That's right. These fucking assholes are always talking shit. And that Zach Daddy, whatever the fuck he wants to call himself, he's always talking shit and cursing. My virgin ears can't take it.
It's not right. It's not right.
All right, well, on today's topics, we have the Steam Summer Getaway Sale. And, it's been going on for a couple days now, and we'll get into that because we've got some stuff that we'll just get into that later.
Yeah. Let's see before we talk about it.
Yeah. Let's. And our second topic tonight is going to be: is there an X-Force movie in the works? And we're only going to talk about two topics tonight because we got a pretty good feeling that we're going to be talking about these two topics quite a bit. And, and if by chance we don't, then I will go to an article that I read earlier this evening that I lost it on. And I think it's pretty funny. However, we probably won't get to it because, yeah. We have a lot to talk about tonight, with these two topics going in.
Yeah.
So the Steam Summer Sale, I'm going to skip out that getaway sale because it doesn't roll off the tongue. Yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue when you say Steam Summer Sale.
Just a tongue twister, no matter which way you look at it.
Yeah, yeah, and throwing that getaway in there is just really, really bothering me. Anyways, it doesn't matter what their marketing game is. The sale has been going on since, God, I don't know when. Last couple days, over the weekend. It started last week.
Yeah.
And this has been by far one of the most disappointing Steam sales I've ever seen.
I completely agree.
And there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly. This sale has been ugly.
Ugly. Like, ugly the whole way through.
And maybe I'm being a little biased because some of the games that are on there, I already have.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
Same here.
There is a lot more that could be going on. Like, there's still some games that I'm wanting on there. And I haven't seen them yet, and I'm still waiting it out, because the sale does end July 22nd. So we've got about another week before this sale ends. So
hopefully they put something good up, because this whole time I go on every day, I'm like, no.
I'm there every 8 hours except for the transition that happens overnight.
Yeah.
I'll catch up to it at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. But I don't wake up just to see what's on sale. I'll wait till I wake up. Like, I have not been impressed. I have not been impressed enough to wake up when the sale changes from the flash sales and the community votes. There are a lot of games on sale. Just none that I see buying. I've bought two games this sale. Portal 2, just because it is a must for my collection. And and Poker Night 2, which is just a single-player game. There's no online interactivity or anything like that. It's just a simple poker game, and that's simply for me just to... I don't feel like doing anything tonight. I'm going to kick back, and I'm going to play a little bit of poker. That's it! That's it! And I got them for super, super cheap. So I mean that's the good part about it. I think I got Portal 2 for $4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 75% off. I was like, okay, I've been wanting this game for a while. It's it's time to go ahead and get it. And I'm hoping to play it within the week. But I know how my week is looking, so
I've only gotten a couple myself. There just hasn't really been much. I got Bioshock 1 and 2. It wasn't even really that I really wanted them. It was just that
I've heard
good things about them.
You fell into the pressures of the Steam sale.
Oh, yeah. I've heard from a few people it's a good game, so I was like, all right. They were. I think I picked up both of them for $10.
Okay, that's
good. Yeah, and then I picked up Left 4 Dead 2. It was $5. Why not? The other two I got were Mass Effect 1 and 2. And again, that falls into the same category as Bioshock. It's not that I really wanted it. I've heard it's good. And I picked that up for like $10 to both of them.
And you know what? So you can keep those two right there in your collection because. EA. Won't touch it. that is one of the few that I won't. Now my brother-in-law has got me to play it, and he brought it over, and I checked it out, and yeah, it was fun. It was a third-person shooter, and I'm not really big on shooting games. But I mean, from what I played, it was all right.
I played the one that came out with for Android, and I really liked that. Mass Effect, I forget what it was called, but it was a Mass Effect game. I thought it was pretty good. I like decision-based games. I really enjoy those because it means the replay value with them is very high because if you just make one different decision.
Exactly. What? Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
It's a completely different game.
It's just like the Walking Dead game or Jurassic Park. I mean, it's all decision-based.
Or Skyrim.
You could go that route, too. Even though I haven't picked up that one, it's still there.
It's still there. The legendary kit was on sale, like, a couple times during the sale.
Yeah, I've seen it. Like,
I think $40.
I have seen it. I have thought about it. And then I have thought about, do I really have 100 hours to sink into a game right now?
Probably a lot more than 100 hours.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm just counting bare minimum. Do I have 100 hours to sink into one game? I mean, how long is that going to take? That's going to take me forever. I mean,
I have over 100 hours logged already. See? And I'm only like halfway done with the game.
Okay, well then. Then do I don't have that much time. I don't have that much time.
I did beat the game once before. For those, so that probably added into the time.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
But the first time it was boring as all hell, and I was extremely disappointed with the game. The decisions I made must have been like the base decisions, because it was so boring and so stupid. By the end of the game, it was a huge letdown. I was like, "This was Skyrim. This was Skyrim." What everyone rants and raves about, this was it. And then I decided to pick it up and try another character and play it all over again. And now, well, I love it. I can't put the fucking thing down.
Yeah.
I made a few different decisions halfway through. I'm in the middle of a war. I'm like, I don't remember this war.
Hey, wait a minute. This wasn't here. Now, I'm looking at some of these games right now. We have 15 hours left on today's deals.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is some of these games, Castle Crashers, how many times does that go on sale every year?
Yeah.
I mean, since it's been released, I mean, shit, since I got my Steam account, that was one of the first games I picked up because it was on sale. And I got the 4-pack because it was that cheap. Like, buying the 4-pack was just as expensive as buying a single copy of the game. It's on sale again. And they're actually including it in the daily deals. Like, why? Why? Look, I love the game. It's a great game. It's fun.
Yeah.
But why is it included in the daily deals? That should be more of a flash sale.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Dishonored is not bad.
Yeah. And I got that game a while ago.
And Max Payne 3. All of those three right there, yeah, daily deals. I'm good with it. And as of recording right now, we have 15 hours left, but I'm not gonna buy it just yet. I'm holding out. I'm holding out.
I'm all set with Max Payne.
I'm holding out for the games that I want. And there's only a few games that I want to see go on sale. Now I know BioShock Infinite went on for 50% off as a daily deal. I'm holding out. If it goes down to 75 throughout the sale, which I'm almost sure it will, then I'll pick it up.
I'm hoping Deadpool will go on sale at some point.
That would be a good buy. Well, it's already cheap enough, man.
I know, but still, if I could get it for cheaper, then that's a good day.
That's true. And the other one I'm waiting for is Trials Evolution Gold Edition. The game that pisses you off and you cannot sit still even when you're watching someone else play. That game drives me nuts, but I want to play it so bad. Like, I know me, and I know video games, and I know this game, and I know how it's going to end. I'm going to be livid. But and right now it's on sale for 35% off, but since it's already on sale, it hasn't been featured in a daily deal, it hasn't been on a flash sale yet, and hasn't been on a community choice, something tells me it's going to go up. And I'm holding out on this one to find out when it will, if it will, in fact, go on sale, and how much it will go down to. Because at 35%, it's only $13 to pick it up, which ain't a bad deal.
Yeah, it's not.
And, that's really all I'm waiting for. I mean, the other two games, well, one of them ain't coming out for a long time, and that's The Stick of Truth. I have to play it. There hasn't been
what
a...
What the heck is it?
South Park.
South Park? Oh, was that that MMO game that came out with?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's an MMO-styled RPG platformer. I don't know. It's weird how all of it is stacking up together. But it is definitely something that I am... I want to play it, because there hasn't been a good South Park game since, like, the 64. And the graphics sucked back then.
I don't think I've played any of the South Park games.
No, I've played a few. I've actually played a lot of them, just because I'm a big fan of South Park. I don't know what it is about me and South Park and me just throwing money at it. Here, shut up, take it. You can have it.
Money.
Oh, this is the worst video game in history. Take it. I'll just shut up and take it. All my money. Here it is.
Now, take it all.
Now, the other one that I want to see go on sale, and I doubt this is going to go on sale because it just recently got launched, and that is Leisure Suit Larry in the Land of the Lounge Lizards Reloaded. This game originally was a point-and-click adventure, came out in the 80s, and I remember it as a kid. And I remember watching my grandfather and my uncle play it, and then them telling me, hey, you're not supposed to be in here. Close your eyes. Close your eyes during this part. Okay. This is back in the 80s. Computer graphics were shit. So now I want to play it.
It was all like 8-bit.
Yeah. So now I want to play it just, you know, to see how well they did. Because I actually remember quite a bit of that game. And there have been some sorry-ass Leisure Suit Larry games in a while. Or since ever. I mean, I don't think there's been a decent one that I've ever played. They've all been shit. The controls are all fucked up. I don't remember the last one I played.
I don't know anything about it because I've never played that game.
So. Let's just say you're a short little fellow who is overly perverted.
Sounds good.
That's your character, and your main goal of the game is to try and get laid. Yeah, and let's see, the last one that I played, I don't remember what it was. I went all the way through the damn game. For one, it took me forever to find the fucking game, because there was only one copy in the entire city that I lived in. And I finally found it. I got all the way to the end. And this is one of the games that I was going to go try and go platinum status on the PS3. And I get to the fucking boss, the final boss, and the controls are... they're all screwed up to begin with. And it got to the point to where it was just too frustrating, and I couldn't do anything. And it was like... what the hell? I can't do it! I tried so many fucking times, and it was like, you know what? I'm done. So I wouldn't mind seeing that one go on sale.
You rage quit?
Oh, I rage quit so hard, I went all the way to GameStop and sold it. It was pretty bad. I was singing rage quit all the way there. I'd like to see that go on sale, but I doubt it's going to happen just because it is fairly new. It is only $20, and I know I can pick it up for that. I don't have a problem spending that. But at the same time, it's like, I'd like to get it for cheaper. So if it's not on sale by the end of this sale, then I'll probably really pick it up. Just, you know, have fun with it. It is definitely not a game I'll be doing live streaming or YouTube commentary videos for. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but I know it can get pretty raunchy at times. But what are you looking forward to on this sale? I mean, if anything, what do you want to pick up during this month of grand sales? Actually, the lack of grand sales, because there has been shit.
The only one I'm waiting for is Deadpool. If they put Deadpool on sale, I'm going to be a happy camper. Other than that, I've looked around. There's not really too many games on the PC that I want at the moment. God of War, of course, but it's not on PC, so
it's not gonna happen, man.
I just have to cry in the corner.
Oh God, yeah, keep crying, man, because it ain't gonna happen. I'm actually surprised you didn't pick up Hitman during this sale.
I actually already picked it up.
Oh,
I picked it up when it was on sale a few months ago.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. I'm surprised you don't want, like, a shit ton of games this year.
Because I've already bought, the last sale, I bought a shit ton of games. I bought, like, every game I could ever want for right now. Because everything was on sale.
Yeah. I don't think there's any much more that I could go for in my collection. My collection is small compared to some. But other than the four games that I have on my wish list, I just don't see picking up any other games. Hey, well, no, that's not entirely true. There was some good E3 games this year. How many are actually going to come out this year?
Yeah. How many are going to actually come out on PC?
Yeah, exactly. Watch Dogs is one of them. Watch Dogs, to me, looks very, very fun. There are some issues that I don't like with it, but I think I can live with that. But, yeah, I mean...
Which one's Watch Dogs?
It's about the guy in his cell phone, and he's a hacker.
Oh, yeah, that does look good.
That's the gist of it. And that looks really good, and I love how it is on that online platform. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. My dog is just going nuts right now. Let's see if that'll...
He's like, what now?
she's a little rambunctious runt. She's small, tiny, and she tears into the big one like it's nothing. Yeah, that one looks good. I love the fact that it's an online game. I know I hate the always online games, but that's for single player. Like, this one is a single player game. It does have that single story campaign, but you're online with everybody. Like, the world, it's one world, and everybody's in that world. And you can hack other people. People can hack you.
How sweet is that? So it's going to be online, too?
Yeah. Now
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can turn off the online feature and just play it single. From what I've gathered so far, that you can turn that off and just play the story, or you can be online with everybody else and get hacked and hack other people.
Nice.
And it's going to be a sweet game. Sweet, sweet, sweet game. It reminds me of... Now, I don't know if you ever played it. Oh, God. Mod Nation Racers for the PS3.
No.
Okay. It's the same type of scenario or style. It's a single-player game.
Yeah.
But when you log on to a server, and that everybody is in this central hub. And from there, you can go off and do your races. Or you can join other people's races. Or you can go into battles, or you can challenge people. It's crazy how it all worked out together. And it was one of my all-time favorite little racing games just because of that. Like, I could just get on, and yeah, I'm online, but I don't have to challenge. I don't have to accept challenges. I can go straight to, you know, my single-player campaign and do it all I want there. Then if I'm getting tired of that, I can go challenge people or hop into big races.
Nice. That, when was this game? When did this game come out?
Oh god, that game's come out. That one's been out for a long time, man. It was in between Little Big Planet 1 and Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah. Surprised I never heard of it.
I am as well. I don't know if the servers are still running. I mean, I don't see why they would take down the servers. I mean, it is still one of the best games.
Don't remember with Brutal Legend, right after we bought it, they took the servers down.
Oh my god, that was so painful. That's what
we finally got a game we could play together back then anyway. And then they stopped the servers right afterwards.
Yeah, that's exactly what has stopped me from picking it up on PC. It's like, it's only $20 on Steam. Are the servers still going? Like, they just released it this year. And now I'm worried that the servers are not going to be there anymore. That's all right. We have plenty of other games. And, you know, they probably went the Steam route of doing servers that way.
Yeah. I'm all set with it, though. I didn't really get into that game. It was to a certain point,
but I think when I put in 17 hours... and I still wasn't done with the game. I was like, really, how long can this fucking game be?
It was just the same thing over and over again to me.
Exactly. Just... 17 hours of the same repetitive bullshit, just over and over and over and over and over. And
it was
like,
it wasn't even that entertaining of repetitive bullshit.
Some of the parts were entertaining. Some of the parts.
Yeah, like, some funny parts.
Like the Aussie cameo. That was... It was decent. But yeah, Steam sale will end July 22nd. So you got roughly a week to keep on top of it and pray to God that you get a game that you want this year. If not, wait for the next sale.
Yeah.
Or just buy it and say, I'm not going to worry about the sales.
Like I've done a couple times.
Yeah. I've done it. And I know you're waiting for Deadpool, but I couldn't wait for that. I was like, I gotta buy it now.
It's the only thing I don't like about Deadpool is the way they did Cable's voice. Oh my god. I watched that video on YouTube. I don't know if you've seen it. Who the fuck is that?
Mm-mm.
Dude, look up Who the Fuck Is That Deadpool. It's the most hilarious thing, but I can't get into Cable's voice. He sounds too much like Captain America.
Let me hop on over to YouTube. Ah, look at that. Cable's introduction.
Boom, boom. You're going to listen to it now?
Oh my god, it's so loud. Hold on.
You leave the audience wondering what you're doing.
No, I think I'll throw this in the description for them. It's only about a minute long.
Yeah, it's only his introduction into the game. It's like, who the fuck is that? Cable.
What in the fuck? It His voice acting is so... Wow.
I know.
It's like a cross between, oh, what the hell's his name? Bill Nye and Duke Nukem.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad comparison.
That was absolutely horrid. Oh, God. All right. Well, speaking of Deadpool and Cable, let's go ahead and
it's a good segue.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect segue.
That wasn't even planned at all.
No, it was not. That's perfect, though. An X-Force movie. Is it possible? Hopefully. God, I want to say yes.
And hopefully it's actually Cable and not Wolverine like some people have been speculating.
I wouldn't put it past Wolverine or Fox or Disney or Marvel to put Wolverine in there. I mean, he is a part of X-Force at some point.
Yeah, but much later on.
Right.
He's the leader of X-Force, like, much later on.
It needs to be Cable.
Yeah.
Right at first.
Especially since there's a rumor going around that there's going to be some of his team from the original X-Force is going to actually be in the Days of Future Past movie. So it would be a perfect segue to you introduce them in Days of Future Past, and then they're in the X-Force movie with Cable, you know?
Exactly.
So,
like, and that, to me, that's perfect to introduce the next X-Men movie, and then straight after that, you can go into X-Force. Like, yeah. It doesn't have to line up perfectly. It doesn't have to be, oh, this is X-Men 3, because it's not. It just has to be, hey, you know, we're taking you down this path, and now you have another path to go down. Why not? To me, it makes perfect sense to go ahead and introduce such characters during this movie to lead off into X-Force. Because once there's X-Force, I mean, what's after that? Now you can have a fucking Deadpool movie, and anybody who's not familiar with Deadpool will know him, you know, either they caught a glimpse of him in Origins, or they're going to catch him.
That wasn't the real Deadpool, though.
That's why they're going to do the X-Force movie, and Deadpool will be in it.
Well, there's talks of a Deadpool movie. Ryan Reynolds was just in a press junket for his new movie there, R.I.P.D. And they asked him about it. He said, yeah, I think they're in like production already. The thing is that with the script, it almost got red lighted because it was going to have with all the stuff that's in it, it was going to have an NC-17 rating. And then he was telling them how they have to change that and that it's going to be like a true Deadpool movie because he's going to know he's in a movie. He's going to know it's based off a comic book. It's going to be all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to a Deadpool movie if that's how they do it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that now. Definitely, definitely. I mean, I've been waiting for it for a while now, ever since Origins, and fucking it up.
Yeah, they announced it right after Origins, so right. It's been quite a while.
Well, to me, I could even see them be pushing it back after X-Force. Because they can introduce characters of X-Force in Days of Future Past. And then X-Force is that perfect segue, and then that could even push even further into Deadpool's own movie. Just so people who are not familiar with the realm can say, oh, that's what that is? Oh,
yeah.
I see the ties now. I see where this is going. I see how everything's lining up.
Yeah.
That's just me. And with X-Force, we're still going to have to wait for Days of Future Past to come out to even be able to tell this.
Yeah.
But
see if maybe they'll even hint to it in Days of Future Past.
Right. And if they don't, then there's a possibility that they're not going to go into X-Force right away.
But and it's, if they did, the other thing is that if they did do Wolverine's X-Force, it would have to be a rated R movie. Because Wolverine's X-Force was an assassination squad. That's what they did. They got a mission, they went out, and they killed people. That's what they did.
Yeah.
There's no way it would be able to be PG-13 or anything like that. It's not like Cable's X-Force was any better. They were a group of mercenaries. So it's like...
Either way, it's pushing dangerous grounds. But I'm about to... I'm not going to piss on your parade. I'm going to shit on your parade. Yeah. He's like, oh God, what's going on? First podcast, we talked about Marvel and Vin Diesel.
Yes.
He's like, oh God, here it comes. Here it comes.
I already know where you're going with this.
Actually, it's good. It's good. Marvel, and this is all just based off of my thought process. Nothing is set in stone. I have no actual facts for this. This is just how my mind thinks. Marvel talks to Vin Diesel. No one knows what it's about. Nothing was ever said. I haven't even followed up on it. Now we're getting news of an X-Force movie. And we're getting more news on Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past could actually bring in Colossus. Or Apocalypse.
Good Colossus.
Or an Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it would be just fine. So, Vin Diesel could fit there.
Yeah.
Or... we could say that Vin Diesel is going to be Cable.
Fuck you.
I knew that was coming.
Can't be Cable.
Hear me out now, because, I mean, look, there's plenty of people that could do this, but 2 weeks ago, Marvel and Vin Diesel are having talks, and this week we're hitting, there's possibly going to be an X-Force movie. It lines up.
Fuck you.
And this is the way I see it as it sits right now. If, during Days of Future Past, if Apocalypse or Nora Colossus is introduced during that movie, Vin Diesel will be Cable.
I actually heard he really wants to be Vision. Like, he's a huge fan of Vision, and you'd really like to be Vision.
But who actually gets to be who they want to be?
It's true.
Because it's all about what the directors and the producers see.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's going to fit that personality best?
I could see him playing a drone, though. He has a really boring-esque kind of thing. And I could see him playing a drone or a synthesoid, whatever you want to call him.
I'm still setting it in stone. If Apocalypse is not introduced in Days of Future Past, Vin Diesel will be Cable, and you will see it happen.
If he is Cable, I'm gonna personally go to your house and kick him nuts. You brought this upon me, and now you shall die. At least your balls, anyway.
Well, at least I've got a couple of years left with my balls, because we don't know anything just yet. We're just now getting any word that there's a possibility of it happening. Not that it is happening, it's a possibility, and then we still don't even know...
Well, they registered
Yes.
A website, yeah. So...
Which they've done quite often every time they're going to do a film.
Yeah, like they did with Days of Future Past. They registered a website before it was announced.
Yep.
And Fox does that all the time.
Honestly, we should be smart about this. We should sit down and go, okay, what is the next possibility of a comic? Buy that website. And then use it.
Use it. Don't just buy it. Use it.
That's right. We'll just use that domain, and then we'll link it directly, so as soon as you click on it, it'll go straight to All Caps Rage. That way, we're using it, but we don't have to use it. But yeah, I there's a lot of things that could happen if an X-Force movie was to happen. It could introduce so much more to Marvel's universe.
We could have a Domino. I mean, how badass is Domino?
Yes. Dude, if they were just to spin off of... If they were just to bring me my goddamn Deadpool movie, you know how many spin-offs I could do of that?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking... Like, there would be no problems. I mean, they could do Fat Deadpool. They could do Lady Deadpool. They could do Dog... Pool. They could do Zombie Headpool. They could do Baby Deadpool. I mean, there's
Deadpool Corp movie.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. I'm on it. I got it. It's covered. We're good. Oh god.
Oh man.
Well, we shall see.
Either way, I can't wait. I'd really like it to be Cable, but. You know how Fox is and how they like to use their poster boys until the day they die. So
that's right. And I don't know. I mean, I could think of a few people that could play Cable. Not off the top of my head. I mean, I've got nobody for that.
The running thing on the internet seems to be the guy from Avatar, the one, the general there, the one with the scar on his head. The clawed scar on his head.
Really? Because he had a scar in that movie? He's automatically going to be...
For some reason, everyone associates him with being Cable. He kind of looks like the classic Cable, but I don't think he fits it. A lot of people on the internet say that he would be a good Cable, and I'm like, no, I don't think so.
You know, I don't know who would make a good Cable, but I think Barney would be a better Cable than him.
I completely agree.
Give me the singing faggot dinosaur
with the big old smile on his face and the the fake teeth.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's too early to tell right now, but
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely something to look out for, because yeah. It is. They could do so much with the X-Force series.
Yeah.
Oh, not to mention, dude, the new Wolverine looks amazing.
It does look good. I'll give them that. It does look good.
I believe it's X-23, if I'm not mistaken. I like how she's getting introduced into the movie.
She is?
No. I just knew you'd jump ship. Wait, X-23? I'm on it! It's me! Where is it?
I'm gonna go see it right now!
Sorry, man, I had to dick with you there.
I was like, I didn't hear that. What?
Yeah, no, it looks good. And, I'm gonna have to post another YouTube video in the description. And you're going to love this one as well. There's a YouTube channel that I love watching. This guy is amazing. He has magnificent hands. He can make the craziest weapons come to life.
Yeah.
This week's episode, as of, I don't know when he released it, I think it was today. As of this week's episode, he did Wolverine's claws.
Nice.
And I just heard my wife in the background. I will post a link in the description for everybody to check that out. This guy is great, and everybody should check out his channel, no matter what.
He did the Minecraft sword.
Yes, he's the one that did the Minecraft sword. He's also done Cloudbuster. He's also done Lion-O's sword from Thundercats. I don't remember what it is.
Swordio.
Why not? And now the Thundercats rage, nerds. What the hell?
Thundercats. Whoa.
He's done He-Man sword.
Nice.
Yeah. He's done the axe of the dwarf in Lord of the Rings. Whatever his name was. I wasn't a big fan of that series. The first one wasn't bad. I fell asleep in the second one 4 times, and it was still awake every time I woke up. Or it was still on every time I woke up. It was crazy. He's done all kinds of crazy shit. And so everybody needs to check that one out.
The only one I've seen is the Minecraft sword, and it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was by far... It was incredible. It was like, wow, he really did that. No, ever since I saw that, I've been keeping up with him. I was like, oh man, he did a diamond sword. I have to see the rest of his shit. He's done some other crazy stuff. I know he's done some Klingon weapons from Star Trek and.
Boo.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't really care about that. No. No, I'll just link the Wolverine claws. And I wonder if he's actually done them for the movie. Because he's actually worked on a lot of props for movies, like Pirates of the Caribbean. All of their swords and shit. This guy's really cool. I believe his channel is All Me, AWEME. But I'll link his channel in the description to this podcast so everybody can at least check out the Wolverine claws, because that is definitely worth watching. Are you trying to look it up right now?
No.
It's like he got quiet all of a sudden. You gotta type really quietly so he doesn't know that I'm trying to watch it.
Shut your mouth.
Don't fuck with me. Really quietly. I can't even do it. I have a mechanical keyboard, so just the slightest click and it's like clack. Let's see.
Can you hold up? Can you hear this?
Yes.
Ah, son of a bitch.
It's like, damn it, now I really can't watch it. Oh. Yeah. That does it for X-Force.
Yeah.
We're actually ending a little short. Should I read them that story that I read off of Kotaku?
Go for it.
That shit was fucking hilarious. Let me pull it up real quick. And I will also post this one into the description. Just because, I mean, you're not going to believe me just by me saying it. And anybody who reads Kotaku is going to obviously already have read this. But it blew my mind when I read it. And I'm still going to have to read it again. Just because it is fucking insane. Apple investigating alleged iPhone 5 electrocution death.
What a title.
In China. So, forgive me if I cannot speak Chinese, Mandarin, or Cantonese to pronounce these names or agencies or provinces or what. We'll get through this. I'm going to struggle. Last Thursday, 23-year-old flight attendant Ma Ailun apparently died after being electrocuted by her iPhone 5. According to the Xinhua news agency, Ma was allegedly electrocuted when she answered her iPhone 5, which was plugged in and charging. The incident reportedly happened at Ma's home. Since then, warnings about iPhones while charging have been appearing en masse on China's Weibo microblogging service, We are deeply saddened to learn of this tragic incident and offer our condolences to the Ma family. We will fully investigate and cooperate with authorities in this matter, Apple said in an email via Reuters. Ma's brother told news site Apple Daily that the family believed she was electrocuted while answering the phone. Her iPhone has since been handed over to the Xinjiang police, South China Morning Post reports. Johnny Sin Kin Un, a professor at Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, told SCMP, "There is a risk using an electrical device while its installed battery is being charged, be it a shaver or a phone." Dr. Peter Chiu Ping Quin, head of the Department of Electronic and Information Engineering at the Hong Kong Institute of Vocational Education, Sha Tin, agreed, but added that since the circumstances are unknown, one should not jump to conclusions. Wow! Wow! So
she died from her iPhone.
Yes.
Or he. Was it a he or she?
Oh, no. She. Yeah. Wow. Like, it's like, how do you read that and then just go on with your life? You just gotta have to stop for a minute and be like, what? Do I own an iPhone? No, never will I ever own an iPhone. And if this is true, I will never own it. Period. After this. Like, if it became the only mode of calling and communication, nope. I'd go back to pen and pencil. Pen, pencil, paper, emails from a computer. Wait. My motherboard has a battery. It's plugged in.
Shit. Unplug it.
Wait, I have a MacBook. It has an internal battery. It's charging. It's on. Fuck me. I am fucked on both ends of this. No, this is absolutely weird as hell. I'm not gonna push this off on Apple. It's too bizarre. It's, for me, it's the only incident I've heard of anybody dying from using their iPhone while it's charging. I've seen people do it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I cannot say this is Apple's fault. This could simply be she had it plugged into a wall that was not protected by a surge protector, and they had a surge. And it could have just, you know, too much for the phone to handle. I don't know, does China even have surge protectors?
Probably. If we have them, they probably do.
But we've seen the products come out of China. So are they that good?
That's true.
I'm not trying to be a dick. Just I've seen some shitty things come out of China. And I've seen some really good things come out of China. But I don't know. It's too bizarre for me. I can't. Like, it makes me laugh just thinking that Apple is now investigating this because it's their product that electrocuted someone to death.
Yes.
But, I mean, how does a phone that... Look, a phone can't put out that much damn voltage. Yeah. Or amperage.
Maybe they had... The wire was exposed or something.
It's gotta be something. It can't be just the damn phone. I mean, there's gotta be something in this.
I know as soon as my chargers get any kind of exposed wire, I throw them out. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to die today.
Thank you. Yeah, same here. I'm oh, wait. Oh, nope, that's a kink. Nope, that's got a little crack in it. Later. I'm have not nice holding day. On to that shit. It's,
have a nice day.
It's crazy, and I cannot say that this is Apple's fault. And I won't say it's Apple's fault. I'm one to hate their ways of thinking. Apple's way of thinking, but I'm not going to go to that extreme, oh, it's Apple's fault. I blame Apple when their products don't work. Or when people say, well, I want a game, but all I have is a Mac. I'm sorry. That, you shouldn't have bought a Mac.
Yeah.
They're not capable of handling such things. You can get shitty games. But no, I don't think it's Apple's fault on this one. I'm just gonna throw that out there right now. I think it's user error. Obviously, you did something wrong to have your phone create that much amperage to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's baffling. How one could even. I don't know. Like, I got nothing. I'm stumped.
The whole thing is confusing.
Like, it's semi amusing because it's Apple in the news again. It's sad that she died, but I guarantee you it was not from the iPhone 5. There's no way in hell. That's just me, though. I mean, what am I gonna do?
Okay.
I'm one little man. One little man with a giant voice that says, fuck you! I don't give a shit about your ways.
I don't believe in you.
Alright. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody, the Rageites, where they can reach us.
Well, we got the website, which is allcatsrage.com.
And if you're spelling it with one P instead of two P's, shame on you, because we go pee-pee here.
Go pee-pee all over the place. If you want to reach my co-host here, Zach, he's primarily on Twitter. It's at @ZachDaddy_daddy. That saying daddy over and over again just sounds dirty.
It's the dirtiest podcast ever.
And if you would like to reach myself, I'm on Instagram, @AllCapsRage_Kratos.
Nice. And of course, if you don't want to go through all the hassle of that because you're on Google+, well, best of luck to you. But you can always get it off the website because we're both linked on there. You can reach us on our Google+ accounts there. You can link to the All Caps Rage Google+ page. The All Caps Rage Twitter account is also linked there on the homepage, bottom right hand of the screen. You'll see tweets come up every once in a while. And if you want to reach us on the podcast, it's podcast@allcapsrage.com is the email address. And if you don't like that idea because it gives out your email address, you can always be anonymous and fill out the contact form on the Contact Us page. And that's simply fake name, fake email, and comments. If you want to be anonymous, that's your choice. If you want to put your shit in because you want a response from us, make sure to actually put it direct email to where we can reach you at. Because if you want us to respond to you, we're going to need to know who to contact. First names is fine. You can make up your last names. It does not matter. But guys, this has been the All Caps Rage Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I am Zach Daddy.
I'm Kratos.
Let's bring out the trolls.
Keep going, guys.